With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Forest County District Attorney's Office will add an assistant district attorney, bringing the number of prosecutors in the county to 2. It's part of a move by the Evers administration to add 65 new prosecutors to counties across the state. Forest County District Attorney Chuck Simino has been serving since 2008. He says state statistics show he's doing the job of 3 prosecutors based on workload.
Being on call for as long as I have been, 24/7 for those near 12 years, plus all my weekly duties, I was almost brought to tears. It was such a joyful relief, knowing that there'd be, additional help from a prosecutor standpoint to be able to help shed or share some of the duties.
Forest County has the most drug overdoses per capita in the state. Simino believes another prosecutor can help address the area's issues with drug abuse.
That's great for everyone involved, for protection of the public, to address the needs of victims. That's something that's long overdue.
Langlade and Lincoln counties will also get additional prosecutors. Price and Taylor counties will share an extra prosecutor. Oneida, Vilas, and Iron counties were not granted any additional help. The DOT is expected to finish work on Rhinelander's first roundabout in October. With that in mind, a meeting has been called so motorists can find out more about maneuvering through it. Ken Kroll explains.
Oneida County Aging and Disability Resource Center Director Diane Jacobson says they want to make sure drivers know more about it.
Although it is almost all open right now, it's going to fully open sometime in October. So we wanted to provide a presentation to allow drivers, if they wanted to come in and talk to a representative from the DOT about learning about roundabouts and how to safely navigate them.
Jacobson says there's a few things drivers need to know.
But the other thing I'm encouraging drivers to come for, this one is a relatively basic roundabout, but many of us drive in other areas of the state and country that have those multi-lane roundabouts, which can be a little more confusing. Our speaker is also going to be talking about how to navigate those 2, 3, and even 4-laned roundabouts in other places.
The roundabout is at the US 8 State Highway 47 intersection on Rhinelander's west side. The presentation will include a history of roundabouts, discuss how the DOT evaluates intersections, and select them for roundabouts and other driving tips. The meeting is Wednesday, October 2nd at 11 a.m. at the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Oneida County in the Triggs parking lot in Rhinelander. Contact them with any questions. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
A move to ban the use of Native American mascots and nicknames by Wisconsin's public schools did not garner any support at a recent meeting of the Lakeland Union High School District Board of Education. The Wisconsin Association of School Boards, which holds its annual meeting in January, will take up a resolution calling upon the legislature to require school districts to retire Native American mascots. The Wausau School District, which does not have any of its schools using the controversial imagery, is sponsoring the resolution. It was not listed as an action item on the meeting agenda, so no vote was taken. However, there was no open support for the resolution. According to a Milwaukee Journal Sentinel story that was also distributed, about 30 school districts out of the 421 in Wisconsin currently use Native American mascots and imagery. We have a more detailed story on the discussion at WXPR.org. WXPR will host an hour-long panel with experts on PFAS, a contaminant recently found in drinking water near Rhinelander. What questions do you have about PFAS, where it comes from, and its potential health impacts? Send your questions to WXPR's Ben Meyer at ben@WXPR.org by Tuesday morning, or you can submit them on the page of the stream, our water reporting project, on WXPR.org. We'll broadcast the panel in the near future here on WXPR. Officials are praising the efforts of volunteers who arrived over the weekend to help clean up damage from last week's storms. Governor Tony Evers says he has made every state agency available to help in the recovery efforts and acknowledged the majority of the work has been done by residents and neighbors in and around the Wheaton area in western Wisconsin. Our forecast today, cloudy skies, showers and thunderstorms possible with a high near 73. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 57. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms, clouds and a high near 83. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.